Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chelsea Icon. Welcome to your voice note review of Nottingham Forest 2, Chelsea 3. A day where Chelsea take a step closer, potentially, to European football. Being the late kickoff, we did see some other sides drop points and, in some cases, in our favour, drop into the relegation zone with Luton and, of course, Burnley dropping the points they required. So Nottingham Forest looked like they could be on the beach. But that didn't seem to be the case. Chelsea took an early 1-0 lead. However, that was soon scuppered and we submitted it 2-0 for us with a goal from nobody else to make it 2-1 other than Callum Hudson-Odoi on his 100th appearance in the Premier League, notching against Chelsea. We called it, we said it would happen, and it went right into the bottom right corner. But in fairness, Chelsea did come back into the game, and in other points in this season, I think we would have written ourselves off. But guess what? We didn't. We did really well. And the goal came very late on to win the game from Nicholas Jackson. Superb crossfield pass from Moises Caicedo, which seems to have gone under the radar because it fell to a man that was finally appearing in a Chelsea shirt after an extended period out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is right. Reece James was playing for Chelsea today and crossed the ball in for Nico Jackson to notch another goal, taking Staley ahead of Didier Drogba's in his first season and jump into the crowd. Chelsea winning the game 3-2, looking up the table after Newcastle drop points to Brighton and Manchester United are yet to play this week. But it is shaping up well for Chelsea. Is a European tour on the cards? Well, we'll find out by the end of the season, as me and Tom will be covering it. And speaking of Tom, I'm going to pass you over to him now because he's got something very specific he wants to talk about.
Well, then, Chelsea win. Excellent. There's one specific point I want to make on that game, and that is the return of Reece James. Not only does he come on for the first time in God knows how long, but he actually comes on and makes a decisive impact in the game with the winning assist. Now, that is key for our season because, honestly, today, Forrest, I said a couple of weeks ago on the pod, well, two episodes ago on the pod, I think Forest is going to be a hardest game for the rest of the season. Away, they're kind of fighting for relegation. And yet we managed to navigate it through. And the reason we had, because Reece James comes on, gets a decisive assist, Nico Jackson puts it away. And happy days. We're now looking at this. We've got Brighton who, quite frankly, I mean, maybe this is arrogant, but I think Brighton are pants. I know what Louis thinks of Brighton. Before Bournemouth at home, I think we're in the clear now to go and win our next two games. And who knows where that's going to put us? It really does kind of, it's not really in our hands. It depends on what Newcastle do and what Spurs do. But yeah, another good win. Reece James is back. That's what I wanted to pinpoint, really. Reece James is back. Let's look at next season. I think next season we could really be quite dangerous with Reece James back in the team. Where he plays, who knows, because Gusto as well, excellent. But yeah, what a day. Another win. Chelsea, we're winning. We can't stop winning at the moment.